What's going on, everybody? This is Mike B, Mike Baker here, along with my man Mike Bennett, and you are listening to the Microsoft Recap, episode 13. You know, we are the, I'd say the unconventional news resource for technology news, man. We try to talk about some dense, heavy topics, but we try to talk about them in a way that's, you know, relatable and common in a way so that, you know, you don't have to be particularly of the industry so that you can understand this industry, because in many ways you are going to be affected by this industry anyway. What's going on, man? How you feeling, bro?
I'm chilling, man. Just, you know, being able to avoid the Jumanji stampede of people and all of the you know, your Walmarts and Target, man. It's good. You know, it's going crazy, man. You got this whole coronavirus thing going. Whenever Target is running out, you know, Target, you know, they call it Target because they like to shoot their everything that you they get at Target, you can get it at Walmart for half the price. You know, right. So you know, Target is like the bougie people's you know, supermarket. But even there, man, like their stuff been running out. They even had signs up saying that they gotta limit milk, cheese, and water to 2 gallons of like just two per person. So it's been crazy. I mean, I've been able to avoid all that, man. I just I ain't really buying into the fear mongering. We good over here. I ain't catching nothing. I ain't going to catch nothing. I eat healthy. My family eats healthy. So we fine. So other than I've been staying safe, man. I'm good maintaining, and you know, it is we good.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, most of this, man, I feel like 90% of this is just something that can be resolved with having the right proper diet. having a healthy lifestyle will help your immune system not have to deal with this type of issue that's going on. Or if it does come and attack you, your body can deal with it. But beyond that, we are the Microsoft Recap. Routinely, we talk about technology news dealing with Microsoft. And today we got a couple of topics for you. First topic that we have is Microsoft takes steps away from facial recognition. Basically, Microsoft is just going to stop, or not necessarily stop, but stop like putting money into the projects that have to deal with facial recognition. And we'll talk about why. The next topic that we have is that Microsoft's cloud services have a demand up of 775%, mostly dealing with this because of the coronavirus. So most of their cloud services that they have running for people for usage, it's seen a major boom as of the past 2 weeks of everybody being home with this whole stay at home movement. And based on that article, they actually have a couple of problems trying to deal with that. And the last article that we have is Microsoft becomes the only U.S. company worth more than $1 trillion after the coronavirus sent the U.S. economy into a nosedive. And I've been watching that for all last week. Every once in a while, I just flick through and see what the Dow Jones looking like, see what the NASDAQ looking like. And I mean, this. We'll talk about that a little bit more about why they are the number one company, or why they are the only $1 trillion company at the moment. But first thing that we're going to talk about is this facial recognition concern. In the title, like I said, we got this from SeekingAlpha.com. Microsoft steps away or takes steps. That's a weird article. The way that they wrote this article doesn't even make sense. It says Microsoft takes step away. Could have just said steps away, but they takes step away from facial recognition.
They won't stay too long, man. They want to catch that vibe.
Yeah, right. They took 6 steps away. So apparently Microsoft was investing in this company called Israeli startup called AnyVision. And Microsoft was investing in them, but they apparently are pulling out of their investment because they realized that they don't want to really be in a company that deals with selling facial recognition technology. If you listen to any of our other shows, you heard about how Google is in this business, how Amazon gets in this business. And how there was a company, what was it, Clearview AI, that was big into this. That was,
I'll talk about them in a previous show, but yeah,
Clearview. Yeah, yeah, they were, how they were like sifting everybody's data, and they collected like 3 billion images of people. Crazy. Microsoft is, they're just like, no, we don't want to get into this business in general, so they're backing out of that. Based on one of the leads here, it says Microsoft focus has shifted to commercial relationships that afford Microsoft greater oversight and control over the use of sensitive technologies, in particular sensitive technology like the facial recognition systems that they have. And particularly they want to get away because AnyVision, the company AnyVision, they were accused of surveilling Palestinians in the West Bank last June. So, I mean, it's like a twofold thing. It's hard to say whether they got out of it because, you know, they don't want to be involved in this type of business, or if they got out of it because they were involved and it caused a backlash. I mean, like somebody is putting the screws to them now, so now they want to get out of it. Whereas they you know, they could have took that initial step and just been like, no, we just not going to do this at all. In general, we just not going to do this. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's I feel like they may have something else under their sleeve, but I'm going to talk about that as we go through the later articles. What do you think about it, Mike?
Yeah, I think that it just, now as far as like, so the last thing we're going to be going over for the people, and I think it kind of points to it in the first article, it says that within this whole like downturn, but they said this nosedive that the economy has taken, Microsoft became, meaning that they made the right moves to become a $1 trillion company. Mm-hmm. So I think it points to that them, it can go either way, because you can say that with, you know, with the facial recognition stuff, that was more of like an expansion project, right? Where they, it wasn't something that was maybe making money for them at the time, but eventually something they were investing in, they eventually see some type of return on their investment. But mm-hmm. be it that a lot of the stuff has been going on, maybe there have been more pressing matters that they've had to tend to. We're trying to keep everything in order, maybe having to cut some folk and stuff like that. They still been able to manage and even grow the company over $1 trillion. So that's a way that you can look at it. But then another to what I point out here is that last point that AnyVision was accused of surveilling Palestinians, which that it doesn't really speak highly of, you know, it's that thing of being guilty by association, right? You may not have been the killer per se, but you drove the car that the killer was in where the murder happened, right? So that idea of being associated with someone that are doing malicious things, especially something that's known, right? It's not anything that's speculation. Like it's a heavy accusation, like it's an accusation, but it's still plausible, be it that, you know, there's a lot of crazy things that happens, you know, been happening with the Palestinians, and for AnyVision to be this quote unquote startup company, who knows who started up or what's their intentions, but Microsoft being associated with a company like that doesn't really speak highly of, you know, what the company says they stand for, which is being purely, you know, technology for the betterment of the people. So, yeah. I mean, I think it's it depends on which side of the prolific index you fall on. That's what, you know, some of our marketing folks call it, where are you being, you know, super duper green in the sense of not believing none of this stuff goes on, or are you being, you know, super duper you know, conspiracy theorist where you think everything, you know, nothing is what it's said to be, you know? So I try to stay like within the middle of that, of like, you know, taking it as I go, that, you know, Microsoft, they have shown to, you know, they've been a part of different systems and different technology, created different technologies that have been beneficial, no doubt, to our lives here in America and just the world abroad. But then two, it makes you think like the whole thing was happening with them investing in things. And I'm pretty sure that there's a couple of other companies, because there's money to be made as long as there's people that's breathing. Right, you know, investing in companies and different initiatives across the seas that are questionable, where I'm thinking like they seen something that was happening, I was like, this ain't a good thing that's happening over here. Let's pull our money out and or to step away from. Because as I'm saying here, it says that it necessarily said that they fully stopped endorsing. It was kind of like they just redirected their efforts somewhere else. I don't know, man. I don't think Microsoft, in my heart of hearts, I don't think they are doing this out in a sense of, you know, buying into the fear mongering like of all of what's going on. I think it's just they're trying to focus on putting their money where they know they can make money, and again, they've seen positive results from that.
I was just realizing that it was a Israeli startup, and then one of the countries that they offended or accused of offending through surveillance was Palestine. And it's like the obvious back and forth, because Israel and Palestine basically been having that back and forth for millennia almost. So it's like it's one of those things where Microsoft is just stepping away because they don't want to take sides between them two, because ideally it would be best to work with both of them. So being part of a technology that sort of is used to weaponize against one team or the other, essentially, that can be problematic. And more than likely, they probably will try to find another way to have something in-house. If they can't invest in a country abroad, a company abroad to do something because they're in another country, then they'll have to pull things back and do things in their own country. I know they definitely do rely on facial recognition. They had like their last stage keynote where they were pointing out Windows being able to unlock just using facial recognition, similar to your phones and whatnot. So, I mean, I know they want to get into the game of facial recognition, but it's to what extent? And to the extent of surveillance is probably not where they want to go with it.
Yeah, I was thinking that with Microsoft, facial recognition is not a bad thing per se. It's just that, you know, if it's in the wrong person's hands, it becomes a bad thing. Like a gun is not a bad thing. You know, it's going to be used definitely to protect my family, but a gun in the hands of a terrorist or a robber becomes a bad thing. So I think that they see what's going on, like between Israel and Palestine, that it you can say that based on that report that the facial recognition thing was becoming a bad thing, and they didn't want to be the one holding the gun.
They didn't want to have that thing be considered a weapon to use against them, and they be the ones that are holding the gun. I mean, that's the main thing. Let somebody else hold it. I mean, Microsoft don't want me to want it.
Give it to Apple.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Next article that we have is the cloud services Azure. It says Microsoft colon, but Azure cloud services demands are up 775%.
It's crazy.
prioritization rules in place due to COVID-19. Basically, Microsoft is flourishing, man. A lot of their services, their cloud services, they're a big hit with the people, the consumers, or the home use. When it comes to just industrial cloud services like Azure, you know, there's a lot of companies that are using it. When it comes to like Microsoft, the Xbox Live service, gaming is X-Cloud. Up right now. Yeah, and xCloud gaming is generally up right now because a lot of people are using them. You know, Microsoft Teams, Skype, Office 365, anything that essentially is a cloud service that requires your internet, that's running under Microsoft's empire. they're definitely up there right now. And like you said, it's at 775%. That's basically almost 8 times the amount of usage that they normally see. And one of the biggest issues that is happening, based on the subhead, it says Microsoft is sharing more guidance around capacity limits it is putting in place for its cloud resources caused by higher than usual demand due to the coronavirus pandemic. Basically, they are running out of space. This is written by Mary Jo Foley. I listen to her show a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a podcast, another podcast I listen to about Microsoft. But Yeah, so I mean they're peaked. I mean they're hitting capacity limits, and what they're forcing people to do, what they're forcing their systems to do is to throttle services essentially. I mean, it's like if you use Office 365, it might be a little bit slower than usual. If you use an xCloud, you might notice that, like, you know, your games might not run as perfect as they normally should. For people that are using industrial cloud services like Azure, they've been talking about how it's hard for some people to get virtual machines running, and it's hard for them to get the SQL databases running that they need to in the cloud right now, because for some reason they keep peaking out, they keep running out of capacity. And one of the main reasons is that Microsoft has geared most of their resources to be used for COVID-19. So, you know, the WHO organization, the CDC, any of these organizations that are in need of cloud resources, Microsoft is prioritizing now those resources to them. And it's essentially leaving everybody else and to be second place citizens or second class citizens. Essentially, if you're not paying a reoccurring payment to Microsoft, more than likely your services are being impacted. If you're potentially using something for free, your services are probably being impacted.
Trial period, it's a trial. But you know, you're going to get, it's like a level one compared to a level 15 you'll get from paying.
right. Like, I know it was Zer, they give away like $200 a year or something like that, $200 a month, maybe. I think it's 200 a year. They give out $200 a year so that you can learn how to use the Zer platform. You know, a lot of people tend to. They'll throttle up their services. Like if they create a machine or something like that to use in the cloud, they'll peak it just enough so that by the end of the year it's right under 200, so that it's yearly always free for them. And it's like, if you're using those services on the free tier, you're probably getting the benefit of free. Basically, you get something for free, you can't really ask for much. You can't demand anything because you're paying nothing for it.
You're paying $3.99.
Yeah, exactly. I remember. Every time I say that at my job, man, they be like, "What? What's free 99?" I'm like, "Free 99? You ain't never heard of free 99, man." Like, yo, you don't know. I'm not explaining free 99.
Right. It's very. You know, man. If you use your common sense, you can get it. But
yeah,
if you
need exactly.
a reference point, you can go to Kanye West's College Dropout and listen to the skit before the workout plan. It'll explain to you what the free 99 plan is for anybody that doesn't know. But
right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the comment on this, man, I think it just points to, again, I look at it as, the things are evolving, right? That is, it's in certain spiritual beliefs, I don't want to take it too deep, but they have this thing called the laws of my eye, where things have to get worse before it gets better and all this mm-hmm. stuff like that. But long story short, what I'm saying here is that with us seeing this upturn of you know, people using this higher demand for cloud services and what Microsoft is having to do, it's a good problem to have. Right. You know, it's not right. so much of they have, you know, it's 8 times less, you know, from something happening. You know, whether let's say Apple finally, you know, strikes a chord with certain folks and now their cloud presence is booming. Now Microsoft is their demand is 8 times down. It's nothing like that. It's just people are pretty much overusing the service. So what it forced them to do, of course, with a lot of their investments or what they've made as far as their, you know, becoming them actually profiting and gaining in this downtrend with the economy. I think it just any money that they made has to be put into expanding their cloud services, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, and that's basically what they're probably doing right now. It's just like, yo, we need 100,000 more servers. Yeah. Like, you know, come on, China. I know y'all don't want to sell them to us, but we need them right now.
Right. You know what I'm saying? We're not the government. We don't represent.
Right.
They were trying to say that because Trump said something about Microsoft. Wasn't it? Amazon was mad about it. That's not actually true. Okay.
Right.
Like, Microsoft people's like, no, we're Microsoft. We operate autonomously. We are here to serve whoever has the money. That's all.
Right. Exactly. We are a capitalist organization. We're not worried about these governments.
But it just points to, man, looking at this, it points to like where computing is going itself, man. I think we're going to reach a point with stuff like that. I don't think it's going to go back. like this eight times usage, and with people, because in times of like desperation and when problems arise, sometimes based on the type of services being provided, you know, after things are fixed, this like the usage doesn't go away. I'm trying to think of an example here, but there's been numerous examples where something has happened amidst the people where it changed the way the society thinks about things, how they operate forever. Yeah. You know, like, for instance, like the technology in itself, like it's no way possible people will be able to function properly, or like the world will look at it as a true option to go back to using the phone when you have to spin the dial. Like it's right. Just, we don't live in those times anymore. And it comes from just the expansion of technology, right? And I think with the cloud services, it's just a subset of that, where now that things don't necessarily have to be physically housed somewhere to be used, you can just kind of just go and access. Like that's how I get my games now. I don't buy like disc or anything like that anymore. I just pay for it and just download it from, you know, and use it there, or even like I'll go to it and allow me to, like, you know, I go through the whole lock and key thing, IT stuff, where they give me access to something. So, I mean, I look at it as, and maybe that's why they've been able to gain a lot of money from this. They've been able to, you know, they've been able to become a trillion dollar company from this, is that they see that amongst the pandemic that's happening, there's always a way to capitalize, whether it be through fear or whether it be through, I guess, you know, a more righteous path, then companies can capitalize on the problems that ensue. That's what true entrepreneurship is, and that's why I applaud Microsoft, is that you have to be a problem solver. You know what I mean? You got to go in there and see what's, you know, going on. So they're having issues with the, you know, people using everything, they probably have to get into a little bit of throttling for the time being until they get everything set up. I mean, I don't look at it as something that they can't handle, because, you know, it's not a bad thing. They can move some stuff around. Some people, I already know some people personally, people within the IT industry, they lost their jobs. And I guess that's just a part of the, you know, they got laid off. It's part of what's required for a company to stay afloat and still service those who pay. You know, I mean, it's a good thing. COVID-19 was a good thing, it seems like, for Microsoft.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pay to play. I mean, they for them to hit the capacity limits is not a bad thing, because let's go into the next article. Based on the next article, Microsoft became the only U.S. company worth more than $1 trillion after the coronavirus sent the U.S. economy into a nosedive. Yeah. So, like, I mean, based on this article, even though they have a lot of, you know, capacity issues that are happening at the moment because of this sudden rush, they are still the number one company out there. And I mean, $1 trillion is, I mean, that's the mark that what they call them, the FANG organization, is like Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Google, and whatever N is, whatever that is, Microsoft somewhere. Microsoft is somewhere in that, even though it's FANG, it's weird. But those five or six companies are basically just, you know, in the races going back and forth between who's going to be the $1 trillion company and at what point are they the $1 trillion company. And with this nosedive that has happened with the economy over the past week, or back like 2 weeks, basically, Microsoft is the only one that people are still either investing in or continuing to keep their money in. They're not pulling out of Microsoft. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, things like what we've been talking about with the, what do you call it, the Jedi contract, where the government is investing that $10 billion into Microsoft, where they're trying to figure out whether it's going to be Microsoft or Amazon. And a lot of it also has to do with just Microsoft's business practices in general. Microsoft is at core, just a straight technology company. They build technology and they sell technology. That's the other caveat, is that they actively sell their technologies. Companies like Facebook and companies like Google, they have products for sale, but 80% of their business models are usually based off of advertising. So they don't really, they're the ones that usually are in like a flux situation, because they don't have cash on hand. They're not actively selling something and receiving money for it. They're they're basing it off of, you know, the marketing model of advertisement, which is tends to play on people's wants, hopes, and desires. Right. So in a fluctuating state of, you know, people's feelings, the market sort of jumps in that realm. And Microsoft, you know, requiring people to pay for licenses and paying for these computers straight out. they able to keep their money and they're able to keep their valuation to be at a high mark, and have their market cap be at this high level in comparison, because they're not playing games. They're not giving stuff away for people. And I mean, you know, they give stuff away, but for the most part, their products are to be sold. It's not right. to be told. They're not just giving out stuff.
The thing is, with Microsoft, they can see what they can they can market and promote a physical product like a computer or like a software that people have to pay for. They can promote that and get people to buy it. Facebook doesn't really have anything to promote.
Yeah,
you see, what I'm saying, like, what does Facebook promote? More usage.
Yeah, portals.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's nothing they don't really have. So, and I think that kind of speaks to why Microsoft as a technology company has been able to excel, is because not only do they just sell technology stuff, it sells stuff with meaning. Like Apple, I mean, it sells, they have, you know, I guess I'm a part of the indoctrination now, right? But I have an iPhone. But other than that, I don't really use Apple technology for anything else. Microsoft has its investments, has its nose in whatever's going on when it comes to technology.
When it comes to enterprise, they number one. When it comes to business, they number one. Like, I mean, there's a lot of companies that are trying to get into the enterprise game where, you know, you got these highly secure networks and private networks, and, you know, you got to have key cards and fingerprint scans to get into the networks. But, like, they are not, they're like the number one guy. They're like, Apple is, I mean, Microsoft is like the number one people at that point. And it's kind of funny to see them in this state, because for a while they were on the downcline. On the decline. People thought that, you know, Microsoft was on its way out because companies like Apple and Google were basically eating their lunch. But Microsoft has turned themselves away around to be a cloud company, in a big way. And like I said, it's toward the enterprise, because a lot of enterprise companies don't trust companies like Google. They don't trust companies like Amazon, and they definitely ain't trusting Facebook. The only two companies that they will trust are the ones that have been around proving themselves for the longest period of time, which is Microsoft and Apple for the most part. So, yeah. I mean, I could see them making that money like that.
Yeah, I think that with this, again, with Microsoft and being heavily, like, they are pretty much running the game when it comes to enterprise applications, just enterprise stuff in itself, speaks to the vision that they may have had. And sometimes, you know, I think, from my humble and honest opinion, some companies just get in there and they're just doing whatever they say, find something that works and don't know why it's working, but just keep doing it. And everybody kind of goes through that. But it seems like Microsoft has always been methodical, even so much to the point where you have open source software that's good, and Microsoft, I have software that ain't really, they may be on par, maybe a little bit better, but they're charging for it. And it's like, it makes you think, okay, well, I'm going to use this stuff. I'm going to use Linux. I'm going to use whatever, X, Y, and Z. But, you know, just the idea of them always having a service to provide that you have to pay for is something that I think in times like this, they have been able to capitalize on. Like Amazon, again, Amazon, they're heavy within the cloud. But other than that, they sell other people's technology. Right. Apple hasn't really been, hasn't had the enterprise position that Microsoft has. And Google, although they offer a lot of amenities with like G Suite and a lot of their applications, they still don't have the level of, you know, be it that they stuff is not free.
Trust.
Sometimes it's trust. It gives the impression that it's not as secure as something that's like a Microsoft. You know, it's almost like if you were to go get something to eat and somebody was giving out a free meal there, it's like, it's okay. You may take it as like, because it's free. But then it's like you pair that up to when someone's giving, not giving away a meal, but they're actually selling it for a premium price. It gives you that perspective of even with all of the idea that this company over here can give good food away for free, it's like they're still not moving off of their prices because of what they believe in. And in some cases like this, I think it may have proven that this is the reason why they win, is because they're that firm on their resolve that they sell technology.
Right.
I could be speaking, you know, for an industry. They could probably have me on the Microsoft board and I'm preaching for them. But but yeah, I mean, you know, it just makes sense, man, that because of all of what's happening, that they've been able to make things happen. They've been able to capitalize on this, because I think too they've been heavy in the they've been in the IT industry longer than all these other companies. All these other companies are just subsets of I guess the technology industry. But you can make the claim that Microsoft is pretty much like an ironclad like position, like a staple for technology. Like if you think technology, you have to think Microsoft in some way.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the other top companies are basically at that top position because they recognized a loophole where Microsoft didn't try to take that position. Like they found something where Microsoft couldn't do, something that Microsoft either gave up on or just couldn't properly do, and they happen to benefit from it. But they definitely got their model from the Microsoft camp of how to do it. But yeah, man, I think that's basically it for today. These topics are basically like, I mean, it's all Corona driven at the moment, just because of the fact that it's in there. We're in the Corona quarantine moment. So, I mean, it is what it is. But if y'all like these shows, man, I got to have y'all go ahead and do the damn thing. Go ahead, like, subscribe, share, comment. Go to our, go to your friendly podcasting service and look us up. You'll find us on all of them. You'll find us on Apple. You'll find us on Spotify. You'll find us on Google. And if you just do any type of search for us, you'll find us on a podcasting service, whatever your choice may be. I know a lot of people like that Stitcher. We're there too. But beyond that, I want y'all to be safe out there, man, because these people are crazy. And even though this coronavirus may or may not be as you know, big of a deal as it is, you know, it is shutting down a lot of stuff, but, you know, not a lot of people are seeing it in their day to day. The people themselves are definitely going through some shit right now. Don't allow yourself to be victimized by that stuff. Carry a big bat and swing that as needed. That's all I got to say. As needed. Don't just hit somebody over the head because they looked at you funny. But if they come and do something, crack that motherfucker wide open.
We're definitely not at a World War Z level yet. Well, I think we at like World War like WX.
Yeah. World War P, man. Paranoia, pandemics. Crazy people. I don't know. But yeah, that's about it, man. You got anything to say, Mike?
No, I mean, you pretty much hit the nail on the head with everything, man. Y'all know they'll like, comment, subscribe. We talk about technology stuff and then be on these technologies, these social medias and podcasting platforms. So find us. We're there. We will appreciate your presence and we deliver you that good shit. Let's just say, Mike, that
yeah, man, we give it to you straight, raw, rugged. Y'all take it easy out there.
All right, man. Peace.